starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode.
I used to think that business was boring. My dad is a business owner and kept wanting me to join his company, which does land title insurance. And I kept saying, "Dad, I'm a helping people person. Business is boring and I just want to help people." So when I went to graduate school for speech language pathology, he started saying things like, "Maybe you'll have a private practice one day." And I would say, "Yeah, maybe one day." But he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself yet. He also saw business differently, as a way to help people. Even if your instinct is to think that business is boring and you see yourself primarily as a helping people person too, listen to this episode because I'm going to share three lessons from business leaders that helped me become the successful business owner that I am today. So stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. When I first started my career as a speech language pathologist, I never thought I would own a business. Well, maybe later in my career, but certainly not within a year of getting my C's at age 26. Just like how we learned how to be SLPs, you can learn business skills too. And today I want to share three lessons that I learned from business leaders that helped me a ton and I know will help you too, even if you think the business is boring. And hint, number two was a game changer for me. SLPs don't learn about private practice in grad school, which is a shame. Yes, I know that there's a lot of content to cover. We learn how to be SLPs, but not how to earn as SLPs. This is a problem because most SLPs have a ton of debt from grad school. And although most speech language pathologists get jobs with good, steady pay and solid starting salaries, the problem is that we don't get a lot of raises. So it's not uncommon to have been in the field for 15 years or more and only be making a little bit more than when you started. So if your expenses keep increasing, but your salary doesn't, that's a problem. And it's not your fault that you don't know this stuff. It wasn't taught to you. But that's where I come in. Think about other professions who have folks in private practice, like psychologists, social workers, other mental health providers. Dentists, even audiologists, have tracks to private practice. It is very common for them to choose private practice as their primary setting. They learn about it in school, and then there is a well-worn path for them to follow if they choose that route. Instead, we had to create our own path, which is what I see as my mission, to help speech-language pathologists build successful private practices so that we can have more freedom, flexibility, and fulfillment, and so that clients in every community can have access to care. My vision for the future is that private practice will become the second most common setting for SLPs behind schools. We have so much to offer. When you learn your worth, you will stop giving people discounts, including settling for bad pay, no raises, and long hours. But I digress. Let's talk about those three lessons that I learned from business leaders that I think you should know too. So the first business lesson I learned that has really served me well is to begin with the end in mind, which is a quote from Franklin Covey. I think about private practice differently, not just as a work setting, but as a vehicle to get what you want. Hear me out. Many people who start businesses think about what they want the finished product to look like and then work up to that, versus many SLPs I know who start private practices and build client by client, but without a clear direction of what they want their private practice to look like once it's fully functional. The most successful business owners start with the final vision and then build it. So take some time to think about what you want your practice to look like when it's fully realized. Who will you serve? Where will you serve your clients? What services will you offer? Will it be just you or will you have a staff? How many days a week will you work? And what will you do with your private practice earnings? Beginning with the end in mind will help you be more clear about what you're building and give you a roadmap for how to get there. And SLPs do this all the time when we are serving clients. We start with long-term goals and then create short-term goals to help the client get there. This is a concept that you are already using in your clinical practice. Now I just want you to apply it to your business as well. Okay, the next lesson that I learned that has served me well is that everything is figureoutable. I learned that from Marie Forleo. The lesson is that even when you think you're trapped in a dead end, there is always something that you can do. One of the things I see time and time again with SLPs when they start their private practice is getting stuck in analysis paralysis. Raise your hand if you find yourself stuck there from time to time. I get it. SLPs hate to make mistakes and sometimes get overwhelmed by possibilities. But rather than getting overwhelmed and deciding to stay stuck in a state of inaction, Marie's advice is to actively try to figure it out. Now, I didn't think about it that way at first, but now my first thought when I get stuck is, how can I solve this? It's an absolute game changer. And again, you do this with your clients all the time. You do an evaluation and then you pick a treatment approach that you think will work well. If it doesn't work, do you throw your hands in the air and say, well, I tried, and then walk away from the client? No, you figure it out. You size up the situation and start trying things until you figure out what works for that client. Because just like how therapy is figureoutable, building a business is too. And I feel super qualified to talk about this because I figured out how to start a successful speech therapy private practice, and then I created a second business to teach other SLPs how to do the same. I did a lot of the figuring it out for you already. That is what the Start Your Private Practice program is all about. Yes, you will still have to figure some things out on your own, like your private practice name, whether you want to do private pay, insurance, or both, but I took care of the how to do it part for you. If you're interested in learning how to start your private practice step by step, head on over to independentclinician.com to learn more. Okay, time for the final lesson, and I think you'll really enjoy this one. This comes from Zig Ziglar, who famously said, "You can have everything in life that you want if you will just help other people get what they want." I'm going to say that one more time. You can have everything in life that you want if you will just help other people get what they want. By nature, you already have this down. You are a helping people person. Speech-language pathologists live to help people get what they want, to communicate better, to swallow again, to think more clearly, and more. So you're already doing the second part of this quote. But now it's time to embrace the first part. You can have everything in life that you want. Private practice is the only way to take control over your professional, personal, and financial life and to get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you desire and deserve. Your future clients want help. If you choose to help them through your private practice, you can get the things that you want. This can be achieved faster and easier through your private practice than it ever could in a traditional setting where you are not in control of your hours, your caseload, your pay, or more. You love to help people and you're great at it, but don't forget to help yourself too. Stop putting yourself and your family last. I'm not saying that you need to put yourself above others, but what this quote says is that if you put your clients and yourself first, you can all have what you want. You have a lot to give, but you also have a lot to receive. So grab a post-it note, write down these three lessons, and decide how you're going to put them into practice. Write today's date on each post-it, and 1 year from now, see how far you've come. If you'd like guidance and a private community of game-changing SLPs to support you, head on over to independentclinician.com to learn about the resources that I have available to help you along your private practice journey. Thank you for listening to the Private Practice Success Stories podcast, and I'll see you next week.
Have been toying with the idea of starting a private practice for some time now. So even being a full-time working mom, it was really nice to have a system that was all set up for me. I didn't have to reinvent the wheel or start from scratch.
And I was able to land a client within about the first week and a half of me going public with my private practice.
So now I have 12 clients. It is such an invigorating and amazing experience.
If you want help to start your speech therapy private practice, then head on over to startyourprivatepractice.com/waitlist so that you will be notified as soon as we reopen the doors to the Start Your Private Practice system. Again, that's startyourprivatepractice.com/waitlist. I cannot wait to help you start your private practice.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm @independentclinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.